With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Multiple people have been shot at a high school in Perry, Iowa. A police spokesperson said two gunshot victims were taken by ambulance to a hospital. Their conditions are unknown. The suspect in the shooting has died, reportedly from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Dallas County Sheriff Adam Infante says the time of day likely played a role in limiting the number of wounded.
It's still very early. This happened at approximately 7:37 this morning. School didn't start yet, luckily, so there was very few students and faculty in the building, which I think contributed to a good outcome in that sense.
One of the people shot reportedly is a school administrator. Also at SRNnews.com, the Justice Department suing Texas over a new law that would allow police in the state to arrest migrants who enter the U.S. illegally. Lisa Dwyer with that report.
The lawsuit accuses Texas of violating the U.S. government's authority over immigration enforcement. Under the Texas law, migrants could either agree to a Texas judge's order to leave the U.S. or be prosecuted on misdemeanor charges of illegal entry. Migrants who don't leave could face arrest again under more serious felony charges. The lawsuit asks a court in Austin to declare the Texas law unconstitutional, alleging that it would frustrate immigration operations and interfere with the federal government's right to regulate foreign commerce. The new law is set to take effect in March. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Wall Street is mixed following signals that the job market remains solid. The Dow is ahead 131 points, but the NASDAQ 13 points in the red. This is SRN News. International Christian Concern sounding an alarm about the surging persecution of believers in Africa. ICC President Jeff King says radical Muslims are to blame.
In Democratic Republic of Congo, you've got a massive group that's just an Islamic group. So it's a largely Christian country and very small minority Muslim country, but there's tremendous wealth there. And so there is an armed Islamic terror group that is terrorizing Christians. Massive trouble.
There's a similar group at work in Nigeria.
The Fulanis are a tribe, but they are Islamists. And they are doing a massive land grab. They're taking over the farms of Christians in the middle of the country. 3.5 million farmers have been pushed off their lands.
ICC has just released its annual report on global persecution. You can read it at persecution.org. This is SRN News. China has deplored ongoing violence in northern Myanmar after stray artillery shells from internal fighting crossed the Chinese border, injuring five people.
Video circulated by China's state media starting on Wednesday shows a man who appears to have been injured lying on the street while others shout for someone to call the police. The video was reportedly filmed in Nansan, a small Chinese town very close to Myanmar, where China says five people were injured. Just on the other side of the border, Myanmar's ruling junta has been engaged in fierce battles with an alliance of rebel groups.
BBC correspondent Celia Hatton. Myanmar's military government has pardoned nearly 10,000 prisoners to mark the 76th anniversary of gaining independence from Britain. This prisoner release is expected to take several days to complete. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.